Proclamation number 7873 of 15th of April, 1961. Divine Revelations, Radiant Light. The gift of grace of being addressed by me obliges the passing on of my word, for it is always given to all people who are willing to accept a gift from me. Yet the person who receives my word must also be aware of the fact that it is up to him that he receives purest spiritual knowledge, for this requires the profound desire to only want to pass on truth. And again he is to ask himself whether he makes himself available to me so that I myself can speak through him, because it is necessary that people hear me myself if they are to be impressed and changed their way of life. Hence he only has to feel like my mouthpiece. He must not let his own thoughts arise. He only has to be an instrument for me which enables me to speak myself to people who want to listen to me. Then my word can flow into the vessel in all purity, and now fellow human beings can draw and drink from the vessel and they will receive delicious spiritual knowledge. Knowledge will be conveyed to them through the tool which can only be imparted to them by my spirit. For what I give is delicious gift and therefore also to be recognized as emanation of myself, because it gives you light and strength. Bright knowledge and a strong will to ascend and to reach your aim on earth which is set for you. And you humans will certainly also recognize my word as originating from me if you seriously scrutinize it with the goodwill to stand in truth. For my word contains wisdom within itself. For light is wisdom. Therefore, if I speak to you and want to give you light, then I must convey knowledge to you which reveals my wisdom. I will certainly speak to you humans in an understandable way but nevertheless open up to you a deeper knowledge which you did not possess before. For the spiritual knowledge I impart to you will always speak for itself, it will reflect my nature, it will radiate love, wisdom and power, you will receive information about my nature through my divine gift of grace. Thus you yourselves will increase in knowledge, in light, in realization. It will become light in you ere before there was darkness. In truth a light will be kindled within you. When the word itself descends to earth. I.e., when I myself approach you and address you, then you can be assured that you will receive something delicious. That spiritual knowledge will be conveyed to you which cannot be brought to you from the human side. Which thus allows an insight into my kingdom, into my rule and activity and into my relationship with you. In truth, the knowledge is made accessible to you when you receive my direct revelations, and to pass this, knowledge on is your task which is connected with the reception. These revelations differ from speeches which can be experienced by every person who intimately unites with me and desires to hear words of comfort and love from me, whom I now also consider in the form of warnings and admonitions according to his nature and whom I also address through the heart. But his task is different from the proclamation of my gospel, the passing on of the pure truth, the carrying of light into the darkness. A mission which requires direct instruction and introduction into the truth from my side. Every person has the duty to live a life of love and also to point out to his fellow human being that he can only become blissfully happy through love for me and his neighbor. And I can also particularly encourage him to do so by only ever imparting words of love to him which he himself hears in his heart and also passes on to his fellow human beings. For only love results in spiritual progress, and love cannot be preached enough in the world. And anyone who does such for me, who encourages his fellow human beings to work with love, will truly be blessed by me. He will be active on my behalf and also kindle a light where it is still dark. Yet divine revelations should not be devalued by also referring to human words as such, which are not to be addressed as revelations on my part. And you humans are easily inclined to value personal speeches as my word and then allow yourselves to be impressed by those speeches. And then you can easily run the risk of no longer being able to distinguish whose spiritual knowledge you accept. And darkness can gather around you instead of becoming light in you. Believe that I reveal myself to you in order to introduce you to the truth, in order to kindle the light of knowledge in you. But seriously examine whether you can indeed discover the glow of a light or whether you are only illuminated by blinding lights which do not radiate any glow, which only feign a light for you. But you humans need only desire light from man, then it will also shine in you. You will increase in knowledge. The truth will be offered to you about things which cannot be fathomed by you in any other way than through the working of my spirit in the human being, which increase your inner light and which therefore can only reach you as through divine revelations through people into whom I can let my spirit flow so that they testify of me. Amen.